Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The case against a former Soldotna High School teacher and Teachers Association president who is accused of sexually assaulting a former student took a couple new turns this week when a judge dismissed six child pornography charges. 35-year-old Soldotna resident Nathaniel Erfurth still faces 49 counts of sexual abuse of a minor and six counts of exploitation of a minor. Additionally, according to court documents, on July 23rd, Erfurth filed a civil defamation suit against his accuser in what could be considered a calculated move. The suit seeks $100,000 in recompense. The six dropped charges follow a January 10th motion to dismiss filed by Erfurth's attorney, Eric Derleth, on the grounds that the grand jury was presented with false and misleading evidence.
I filed a motion to dismiss his indictment because the state of Alaska presented false testimony,
Derleth said in January of this year.
The police secretly recorded him, denying any relationship dozens of times.
Judge Kelly Lawson rendered her decision on the motion on Saturday, granting dismissal of the six charges for possession of child pornography. However, Lawson denied the remainder of the motion to dismiss the remaining 55 charges against Erfurth, calling the evidence presented by the prosecution reasonably complete and fair. Erfurth was arrested in May of 2023 after a former student came forward about the alleged abuse, accusing him of a sexual relationship. The former student filed a report in April of that year alleging Erfurth sexually assaulted her multiple times and in several locations, including her home, his home, and Soldotna High School over a period of multiple years. At least 10 of the charges stem from incidents that allegedly occurred on Soldotna High School property where Erfurth taught history and government. Three recently passed energy bills were signed into law on Wednesday by Governor Mike Dunleavy. House Bills 50, 307, and 273 aim to help individual Alaskans secure more affordable and reliable energy and allow the state of Alaska to further develop its natural resources for the benefit of the people, the governor said. House Bill 50 creates a regulatory framework for the state of Alaska to utilize geological resources for carbon capture, utilization, and storage. House Bill 307 prioritizes the reliability, stability, and cost to consumers for power along the interconnected rail belt utilities and eliminates wheeling rates along the rail belt. House Bill 273 establishes the Alaska Energy Independence Fund as a subsidiary of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is implementing updated sport fishing regulation restrictions for the Kisilof River drainage effective Friday, August 2nd through 11:59 on Sunday, September 15th. From the mouth of the Kisilof upstream to the Department of Fish and Game markers at the outlet of Tustamina Lake, only one unbaited single-hook artificial lure is allowed. Single-hook refers to a fish hook with only one point. In the flowing waters downstream of the Sterling Highway Bridge, the one unbaited single-hook artificial lure regulation continues through May 15th. The department manages the Kisilof River King Salmon Sport Fishery to achieve an escapement goal of 700 to 1,400 naturally produced king salmon, which is monitored through a weir at a department facility located on Crooked Creek. The department says restrictions from 2018 to 2023 were necessary to ensure the escapement goals for naturally produced king salmon and the broodstock goal for increased hatchery king salmon stocking were achieved. In 2021 and 2023, the escapement goals were not met with less restrictive measures in place than historically utilized. The current passage of naturally produced king salmon at Crooked Creek is about 570 king salmon. The department does not expect the escapement goal will be achieved. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.